The Mean Gene Show on iHeartRadio. You can also listen on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. The Mean Gene Show airs weekly on iHeartRadio with guest professional athletes, national sports writers, and much more. We discuss the latest in the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, and more. Here's your host, Mean Gene.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show here on KDWN 720 AM 101.5. FM Las Vegas. It is our Salute the Veterans Day show here on Friday, November 11th, 2022. And we are recording from the V-Live studios inside the Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas. And we got a great show for you today, folks, because we are honoring Veterans Day, which is always a big thing for me, having served in two branches of the service. And it's, you know, and we'll talk about that later because it's always interesting. I get a lot of hard time about how I left from one and went to the other, but we'll talk about that. But before we do that, we want to remind you that the show is brought to you by Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. And I tell you what, if you haven't been down here yet, for the last couple of months, we've been telling you how great this place is at 4455 Paradise Road. You need to come down here if you are planning to be in the Las Vegas area. Even if you live in Las Vegas, you know there's such thing as a staycation. People do those type of things where you can just come on down and hang out for a great weekend. The place is marvelous and you have a great time. We also brought to you back Captain. Captain is one of those places where, well, you know, if you are into the ride share business, you want to look good when you come to Vegas, you want to ride in one of those nice Teslas or one of those stretch limos, travel confidently in clean premium vehicles driven by trained professionals. And that is Captain. So, all right. So we got a great show for you today, okay? So we have an individual who has been on the show before. When we talked with this gentleman before, we brought him on and he told us about what he does here at the Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. So we got him back on here again today. And I'm always, I always see him about the property and we go back and forth with our branches of services. So it is my pleasure to welcome Chad Smith, General Manager, AEG, the theater inside the Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas. And Chaz is also a former United States Marine. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Hey, it's good to have you back, man, and I thank you for your service. Let me start off by saying that.
You are welcome, and thank you.
Hey, you know.
You did it twice as good as I did.
Well, I couldn't make up my mind, and I think me and you talked about this before. You know, so I served in the Navy, and I served in the Army. Did the Navy first, and then I went to the Army, and I think you asked, you said, why? Mm-hmm. And I said that because the Navy wouldn't let me shoot anybody.
Well, that's when you should have jumped ship, literally, and came over to the Marines.
You know, I could have. I could jump the ship because they told me I had to stay on there because you guys needed a ride somewhere, man. You know?
And so it begins.
Yeah.
So it begins.
Shots fired. Yeah. So, hey, Chaz, I mean, just tell me, you know, what does Veterans Day mean to you? I know every November 11th, we look forward to it. And, you know, for a lot of our veterans, it's more of a, you know, some folks just like to go and grab, you know, stuff to eat. And, you know, there's eateries all day. And some folks extend it to the weekend. But just in your own words, I mean, what does Veterans Day mean to you?
Oh, wow. Well, going back into my family and then obviously going into the Marines and building friendships and relationships and just understanding the sacrifice that many men and women before me have done. I mean, we did a celebration actually last night on 10 November, which was the Marine Corps birthday. Mm-hmm, so it's been an amazing start to my weekend already. But yeah. We got to do a great, we did the cake cutting ceremony. We had all that over at the local Marine Corps hangout, the Leatherneck Club here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And I got to bring my kids down there with me.
Okay.
And got to experience that with them. And in the back corner, they have a table that sits alone. It's a beautiful table with a white linen on it and a candle and a wine glass and a plate. And, you know, my daughter was asking me, who's 15 years old, she was like, well, Dad, why is that just sitting there by itself? Mm-hmm. And to explain to my 15-year-old that that's for the soldiers, the Marines, the anybody that was in a conflict or overseas that never came home.
Yeah.
like, she was very touched by that. She was very moved by that. And to me, that's more of what Veterans Day is about, is honoring those who didn't make it back.
Yeah.
But also those who did serve and did their country proud.
Absolutely. And I've heard about this place,
Leatherneck Club.
Yes. Someone told me about it last night.
We'd love to have you down there. It'd be fun to go down there with you, especially wearing this sweatshirt.
Well, no, I don't think I'm going to wear this sweatshirt. Maybe you can let me borrow one of your old Semper Fi t-shirts or something like that, you know. So, and I'm glad you brought up about, you know, the fact that, you know, we honor those who have served and who are still, you know, with us, but we also look back at those veterans who are no longer with us. And a lot of times people get the Memorial Day and Veterans Day sort of mixed up because, you know, Memorial Day, we do honor our veterans who are no longer with us, but we honor a lot of folks who are no longer with us.
Yes, absolutely. And again, that's just another great way to celebrate them and their lives. But yeah, the Veterans Day, again, it's you know, the parades are great, spending time with friends and all that is good, but the real true meaning behind it is just what really affects me.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you mentioned parades too. So I heard that Las Vegas has one of the biggest Veterans Day parades on the West Coast.
We do. And again, I've usually got to be a part of it and attend it and take, again, the family down there. But unfortunately, the work got in the way this day.
Yeah,
but it's an amazing parade. It's well done and takes care of everybody.
So now, without dating yourself here, let's go back to that day you decided, because you know we got some recruiters here now. They're from another branch of service. But I'm sure you remember seeing, you know, guys like that at some point in time you made that decision. So where did you join and when did you join?
Yeah, well, again, you know, we were in high school. We were starting off in high school. And again, we had these gentlemen roll in with their dress blues on and chest full of ribbons and medals, and you're just looking up to these guys and you're like, holy cow, like they draw attention to them just walking into the building.
I know it.
And I'm like, wow, I'm just a freshman in high school and I'm just wondering what I'm going to do with my life. And trust me, they got the speech down. They know exactly what to tell you, what piques your interest. They gravitate to that. And since probably I was in like eighth grade,
really?
I honestly knew that I either wanted to be a Marine or join and be a fireman.
Okay.
And I had a lot more influence on the military side with friends and family that were going in or were in and served. So I had the opportunity to, you know, follow that and pursue that dream.
Okay. So you said freshman in high school, huh?
Freshman in high school, yeah.
So you go to, these guys come in, they impress you, and I remember that same thing in high school. So where did you go for your basic training?
Well, I was born and raised in Waterbury, Connecticut, on the East Coast, and I ended up going down to Parris Island.
I did my
boot camp down at Parris Island, did some additional training up at Camp Lejeune, and then served about two and a half years down in Charleston, South Carolina, on the Naval Base.
Okay.
And then ended up out in 29 Palms for the last half of my career.
And how many years did you actually serve?
I did 4 years.
Okay.
90 to 94 I was in.
Wow,
that's interesting. When you mentioned Camp Lejeune, and you're seeing all these commercials about what's going on at Camp Lejeune, but I see that you actually missed those years.
I did. Yeah, I had a lot of family reaching out to me at that time when they saw the commercials and everything on social media, but yeah, I was fortunate enough to miss all that. Thank you.
That's great, yeah.
So you did did you get any overseas tours during that time?
We did go over to the Gulf for a little bit.
Okay.
We were over there in my unit alone, we were over there for about 5 weeks at this time. Obviously, things were dying down at that time a little bit.
Yeah.
So there wasn't any intense fighting or anything like that, but we were there more as a security presence in certain areas of the region.
Okay.
So let me ask you, do you feel deprived because there was no fighting? Did you go in looking for fighting?
Absolutely. Especially during the climate and everything that was going on. Like, we were trained. We were already being trained at a high level. But when you start adding the elements of everything going on and everything that was happening, it just makes you, you know, we were ready to jump out of our skin. We were ready to do whatever we needed to do.
Absolutely.
Wow. Folks, once again, we are talking with former United States Marine and he is now the general manager of the theater here in inside Virgin Hotel Las Vegas, Chad Smith. And I did not, that other voice you heard is my co-host here joining me on the Mean Gene Show here on KDWN is downtown Wayne Brown, who, Wayne, you know, you live in Southern California, so a heavy Navy presence, a heavy military presence in Southern California.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, let me say to both of you, thanks for your service. I enjoy saying that so much now. When I look at my family history, my father, my uncles, my brother, they all served in the military. I chose to go to college, and I kind of regret that that I made that decision now. I kind of wish I had went to the service first and then went on to college, but I just wasn't educated enough to make that decision. But I do appreciate those who have served, first of all, and the rich history that it has in my family, that I feel like I broke the ice, I broke the mold, and wish it could have kept it going. But it's still rich in the family, especially my family back in the South, you know, because in the South I've seen such a strong root for ROTC in high school, which led them to that. And while I knew about ROTC, I just didn't grasp it. But as I got older, I kind of understood, and I wish I had paid more attention to it. You know, I educated my son and had him, you know, definitely take a strong look at it, but I'm going to let you make your own decision. He chose to go to college as well. But, you know, it's just such a tremendous experience from what I'm, when I talk to family members and others as yourselves. You know, and you talk about the camaraderie and things like that. You know, you think you get that. You get that in college. You, you meet people from all over. But there's nothing like in the military.
Oh, that bond, that friendship. So, Chaz, I want to ask you, you know, do you still sort of communicate? I know you mentioned about last night, but do you still communicate with some of the people you surf with?
Do
you?
I absolutely do. As a matter of fact, you know, especially around this time of the year, we all get a little nostalgic, especially around the Marine Corps birthday. And we've been going back and forth via text or some social media stuff. And it's kind of cool to see some of these old photos start popping up. You know, you start seeing us overseas or leaning up against an M1 Abrams, you know, and just... You start reminiscing and you start thinking about all the friendships and the bonds and the family that you actually build. And, you know, even last night, celebrating the Marine Corps birthday with my daughter, there were guys from other units, guys from other years served, just coming up. Hey, Semper Fi, happy brother, buddy. You know, and it's like, it's like, wow, you know, it's like, and my daughter was like, do you know him? No. I was like, no, I don't know. Do you know him? No, no. I go, guess what? They're all my brothers.
Hey, that's the way, that's the way we look at it. So, hey, Wayne, and I want to piggyback on what you said. Okay, look, hey, getting that education, that was cool and critical. I'm glad you went to school and you wasn't hanging out with Bill Walton smoking weed up in Portland, Oregon. So that's good to know. And then as far as, hey, you know, I tell you what, when my grades were not the best in high school, so I didn't have too much of a choice. It was either, what, the Navy, I think, you know, I tell you what, the Army was the easiest one to get in, but somehow my scores were high enough to get me into the Navy. Of course,
that first sergeant over there is looking at you now. You better be careful what you say.
Hey, look here, I'm kind of whispering now. Yeah, I'm going to have a different story when he comes on, you know. But I tell you what, man, and then the craziest thing, Chaz, because I know we're going to let you go here because I know you got a busy schedule going on, but I didn't know how to swim.
Oh, wow.
So I do, and I got to ask you, because I'm sort of giving away my most memorable moment in the Navy, but what was your most memorable moment in the Marine? That one that you think about all the time and it makes you chuckle.
Oh, it makes me chuckle. What's this show rated?
Well, we got some PG kids. Or,
One of the best moments we've ever done was celebrating actually a Marine Corps birthday, which is weird to say because I feel like I'm repeating myself. But we were out in the middle of the field. We were training. We were doing some ops. And all of a sudden, our CO comes across. He's like, everybody stop. And we're like, oh, no. What did we do? We're in trouble. and they literally pulled up trucks with all the party supplies.
Whoa.
We literally had a party in the middle of the field, and
whoa,
we were like, is this what you guys do all the time? And they're like, absolutely, you stop whatever you're doing and you celebrate this day.
But you know what, though, and I will piggyback on that too, because of all the branches of services, birthdays, and I should know the Navy's birthday, shame on me, right? And the Army's, but the Marines is the one that sticks out the most, because that is a big celebration.
We're just always looking for a reason to party, and we figured, let's make it a day and let's make it an actual holiday. Let's do this.
Oh, that's incredible stuff. Hey,
so real quick before I go, though, I have one quick question. So when a war starts, who is the first team that's out there? Navy, Marines, Army, Air Force, who's out there first leading the way?
Well, we usually send the Boy Scouts out there just to make sure the coast is clear.
Yeah, that's usually us. We're usually called the sandbags.
Okay.
We get out there, we clear the path, we make sure they can drive their ships through any landmines or anything like that.
Okay.
Then the Army guys jump on our back and go for the ride. And
yeah, we
take
come,
care of everybody.
We come around and, hey, man, woo. Look like my job is about wrapped up here.
They're back on the ship watching the sunset, and we're pulling shrapnel out of our legs.
I think that was a setup question, man.
That was great. I love
that. Yeah,
that
was good. Chaz fell right into it.
That's perfect.
Hey, Chaz, man, I tell you, hey, I appreciate you, man. Appreciate your service and the service not only you did for our country, but the service you're doing right here inside this hotel with the remarkable slew of talent you got coming in here. Real quick, who's coming?
Oh,
who's,
yeah. Well, again, thank you, first of all, for all of that. But, yeah, we have a great run of shows so far this year, and we're wrapping up toward the end of the year. But next Friday, we have Keith Sweat performing in the theater. And then the following day, on the Saturday, the 19th, we have Whiskey Myers, which is a really cool rock country band.
And you got the NFR shows that are coming,
NFR,
too.
NFR, we got December 2nd and 3rd, we have two shows of Gary Allen.
Oh, yes.
December 4th, we got Ryan Bingham from the Yellowstone show. He's out on the road. He's touring.
Wow.
Looking like we're going to sell that one out. It's going to be great.
Oh, my goodness.
We got the 6th, we have Co Wetzel performing. He's coming back. He's played our venue.
Okay.
And then on the 9th and 10th, we have two Lynyrd Skynyrd dates.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Wow.
Going to blow the roof off the place.
Right. A little free bird, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I might have to throw that into the intro or something like that, huh?
Can you have that in my background while we're playing, doing this interview?
Yeah, you know, out there, we can make it happen. We can make it happen.
All right.
Hey, folks, we're going to let Chaz go, but man, thanks again for coming on and being part of the show.
My pleasure, and I'm super stoked that you had me back after our first one, so thank you.
Always. There will be more trips, trust me.
I hope so.
All right. Folks, Chad Smith joining us here on the Mean Gene Show here. And Wayne, I tell you, we got our friends here over at the from the Army.
Right.
And, you know, this is really about to be interesting here, because now I got to drop all my Navy knowledge. I'm sitting up here with a Navy shirt on. I can't fit into my Army clothes anymore, so one reason why this big hoodie here.
These guys are looking sharp.
They are looking sharp because they told me they wasn't coming in uniform. So I think Sergeant got outranked there by First Sergeant. Said, oh, yes, we are.
And I like to kind of talk about your hair a little bit, too.
Oh, really? Really? We still talking about my hair?
It's looking good from this angle. It's looking good.
Really? Well, I tell you what, it's going to be back to ball tomorrow. I can tell you that much. Okay. All right, folks. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will be talking with our United States Army recruiting local branch here in Las Vegas. And I tell you what, we have Sergeant Ross and First Sergeant Sutton who are going to join us here and tell us all about the Army recruiting experience. Because I tell you what, folks, I remember when I joined the Army, and remember when I got out of the Navy in 1986, thought about it for a little bit, then I decided to, okay, you know what, I'm missing that military, you know, lifestyle, meaning, you know, you just become accustomed to, you know, doing things a certain way. So I think I took maybe like, 6 months or so off before I joined the United States Army in San Diego, California, which is crazy, right? Because San Diego, California is a Navy town. But nevertheless, so I joined the Army right there in San Diego, California. So that's where my career started. And I ended up in Germany, of all places, a great place. It's funny because the NFL this week is in Germany getting ready for the big game with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed my time in the Army. And I tell you what, I wish you was here at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas so you could actually see these two great young men here, because they are decked out in their uniforms and they really look sharp. So I hope you're enjoying the Veterans Day show. Hope you're enjoying Salute the Veterans. You know, I want to thank my producer, Riley Cadenhead. She's not out here in Las Vegas for the trip this time, but Riley, we work so well, you know, putting things together behind the scenes. She does so much for the Mean Gene Show, the Sports Kings, and the picks are in. And, you know, we're not talking a lot of sports today, of course. It's all about Salute the Veterans. But, you know, she just really was working so hard behind the scenes to get everybody scheduled to be on the show for this Friday. So it's just a great, great thing. So I hope you had a chance to enjoy the parade downtown. I didn't get a chance to get down there because we were trying to set up here and do things here at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas to get ready for the shows today. But I hear that the parade here in Las Vegas, and this is something that Chaz Smith alluded to, is one of the biggest parades, one of the biggest Veterans Day parades on the West Coast, that is. And that's something to be proud of. They talk a lot about that here in the city. But I tell you what, so at some point in time, I'm going to have to find time to go out and get some of these perks, meaning the freebies, right? And now one thing, and I say this every year when we do a Veterans Day show, you have to make sure when you're going out there, you know, whether it's IHOP or wherever you might go. I mean, there's just a ton of discounts, and some of those Veterans Day discounts extend beyond Veterans Day. Some of them are year round, and a lot of times as veterans, we just don't really ask. We don't ask a whole lot about some of these places. You just ask, hey, do you have a military discount? Do you have, you know, or some of it is active duty, but some of it is veterans. And even the airlines, I just became aware that some of the airlines, you can get discounts on your baggage, you know, and that's huge, right? So some of the airlines, of course, you know, you can, they honor active duty military people, but they also have a lot of stuff for veterans. So you just have to kind of go online and look for some of this stuff. I mean, there's so many benefits, you know, to being a veteran and, of course, you know, being an active duty person. But I can't wait for the U.S. Army recruiting team to come here, because they, and speaking with them early in the week, you know, they had just some great things that are going on here in the Las Vegas area. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they cover more than just, when it comes to recruiting, I think they cover more than just the Las Vegas area. I think they kind of cover maybe some of the border states here. But anyway, it's going to be great. So we're getting close to the bottom of the hour, and I believe it just might be the appropriate time to take a break here and get you ready for Sergeant Ross and Sergeant Sutton from the United States Army recruiting team here. So Wayne Brown is having a great time here in Las Vegas, as always. So I will mention that we have a busy weekend here. Of course, with the Raiders game on Sunday, Raiders and Colts, that should be interesting, especially with the new head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, and that's Jeff Saturday, all the rhetoric behind that. So you can listen to my Sports Kings podcast, which will be taking place. So you can, and we talk a little bit more about that kind of stuff. But man, it's just crazy stuff in the NFL. But anyway, like I said, it's all about the veterans today. So hey, stick around, okay, for the second half of the show. You are listening to the Mean Gene Show right here on KDWN 720 AM 101.5 FM Las Vegas.
Download the Captain app and travel confidently in clean, premium vehicles driven by trained professionals. Our premium fleet of luxury vehicles ensure you safely arrive at your destination in comfort and style with every ride. If you're flying into the Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas, LAS, why not get your trip started the right way with a stylish and eco-friendly ride to your destination? Our high-end Las Vegas Airport car service redefines airport transportation with our exclusive fleet of electric vehicles, town cars, limo service, and SUVs. Streamline your travel plans with a comfortable ride in a sleek Tesla model or luxury vehicle. Simply download our app, reserve your ride, and we'll be waiting for you in baggage claim before your plane even lands. Download the Captain app from the App Store or Google Play to book your private car service from LAS today. That's Captain spelled K-A-P-T-Y-N from the App Store or Google Play.
All right, folks, we are back. Once again, you're listening to the Mean Gene Show here on KDWN 720 AM, 101.5 FM, Las Vegas. And we are continuing our Salute to Veterans Day here at the Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas. We're broadcasting from our V Live studios inside the Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas. So I hope you enjoyed the interview with Chaz Smith. Chaz, me and Chaz, I tell you what, folks, the war is not over between me and Chaz because, you know, he gives me a hard time about the Navy. And, of course, he always has great things to say about the United States Marines. But guess what? I brought in some backup today because here's the thing. Not only did I serve in the Navy, folks, I also served in the United States Army, the greatest army in the world. And see, I can gloat now. I can talk a little trash now. See, we got that Marine out of here. So I am joined by two great gentlemen here. They are wearing their uniforms. You know, this is where I wish we were on TV, but we're not. But anyway, these guys came in here. They are from the United States Army recruiting stations here, right here in Las Vegas. And the first gentleman I'm going to introduce you to is Sergeant Ross. How you doing, Sergeant Ross?
Hey, I'm pretty good. Thanks for having us on the show today.
Thank you for coming down. And his boss across from him is in charge of all of the recruiting here in the city of Las Vegas. And now he's wearing his uniform. Let me tell you, how much is the cleaning bill for that thing, by the way? I know the Army pays for it, right? But that's about $100 cleaning right there, man.
You know it.
Please welcome to the show, First Sergeant Sutton. First Sergeant.
Good afternoon, Mr. Gene. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me on. I'm First Sergeant Sutton.
Hey,
let's do this.
First Sergeant, hey, I tell you what, Sergeant Ross, first of all, you guys coming down here on Veterans Day, I know you, we're not going to keep you long because I know you could be home with your families and stuff. And making sure, what about all the free food? Are you guys getting any good food today? You know, this is where we get to eat free all over the place, right?
Yeah, this is like the one day that I do take to break my diet. So I took my wife out. We went to Denny's this morning, did a little grocery shopping. I'm here with you now, and then we're going to head down to South Point. They have a free buffet.
Oh, the buffet. Oh, you know, that's 5 pounds right there. First Sergeant, you're going to have you running on the track in the morning.
I'm running 6 miles on Saturday.
Six miles?
There it is.
Oh, well, then you can afford to eat whatever you want, Sergeant.
I'm going to try to.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to.
All right. What about you, First Sergeant?
Oh, absolutely. So, yes, this morning I took my kids out. Just something that we just normally do for breakfast. But this morning I was in the gym hitting it hard because I know so you do it
beforehand.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, goodness. So you just brought up a big question here for me because you mentioned running. Now, that was the one thing. And First Sergeant, you know, I left the Navy and went to the Army. Uh-huh. They didn't even send me to boot camp.
Uh-oh.
So could you imagine, here I am, and you know they made fun of me, Sergeant Ross. They said, first of all, ain't no water around here. How'd you get over here? And it was the worst experience not going to Army boot camp because I missed so much. There was things that they thought I should know, and I didn't. So you know what they did? And they made fun of me when every time I did something wrong. They said, well, just mop the floors because I know you guys know about mopping the floors. So he said, my first sergeant said, mop the deck. So let me ask you a question. So with being, you know, recruiting now, are you getting people from other branches of service?
Oh, all the time, every single day. I mean, because the Army is the only branch that allow you to, you know, to change jobs, right?
That's true.
So, damn, yeah, we're providing different opportunities for a lot of a lot of people.
Are they keeping their rank now, or do we depending on?
Because
I lost, I dropped the rank when I joined. You know, and we're talking back in the 80s, late 80s.
Yes, and so we ain't operating that way no more. So we allow you to keep your rank.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do they go to boot camp, though?
No, they don't.
Really?
Just depends on how long they've been out. But right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Sergeant Ross, what kind of success are you guys having here in this city? Because, you know, this is Sin City. You know, a lot of folks come here and, you know, do what they do in Las Vegas. But I know you guys probably focus more on the local population than people who are here visiting, right?
Well, we get a mixture, but yeah, we focus primarily on our residents here. For our success this year, our company by itself, we were number one in Brigade, correct, First Arm? Number one in the Brigade, so that's the whole West Coast to include Hawaii and Guam.
Oh, wow.
So number one, we're getting recognized all the way in the Pentagon for the work we're doing just right here in Las Vegas. So
wow.
As far as success, I mean, that speaks for itself, what we're doing out here, bringing a different energy, different targets, different events to let people know that the Army is here. Mm-hmm. And I think it's been just a great year. We're going to try to keep it going because this is the first year. I've been out here for 4 years. The first year that we've been this successful.
Wow. So, First Sergeant, mm-hmm. So what's the region? So is it Las Vegas Metro or is it out? How far out?
We go from Metro all the way down to Cali to Utah.
Oh, Cali and Utah.
Yeah. So borderline to Cali, all the way to Peron.
Really?
All the way to St. George.
Oh, my goodness.
So we cover all that whole area.
That's incredible stuff. Folks, once again, you're listening to the Mean Gene Show here on KDWN 720 AM 101.5 FM Las Vegas. And we are celebrating Veterans Day. We're doing it right here at the Virgin Hotel, Las Vegas. And I tell you what, so I want to ask, you know, just, I mean, because you guys are active and you currently serve, I mean, what does Veterans Day mean to you guys? We'll start with you first, Sergeant.
Veterans Day means to me, I mean, it's a lot different, but this is the holiday that we actually get to celebrate for ourselves, mm-hmm. right? Because there's a lot of different holidays for other people we get to celebrate for, but for ourselves and the things that we get to do, mm-hmm. say for myself for a reason, right? So not only am I a veteran, now I can actually dabble in the hip-hop music industry.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So now I'm making myself, you know, just showing off the talent that we're able to do in the Army as being a veteran and still making a stamp in the hip-hop community.
Really? Now, see, this is Sergeant Ross. We talked about this yesterday, I think, and so he did kind of give me a little bit of background. So do you produce music? You sing? Are you talk to us there, First Sergeant.
Talk to him, right?
Talk to us.
So I'm a hip-hop artist.
Okay.
Yeah, so I rap. I don't sing.
Okay.
Yeah. But okay. I get down at it, and a couple of milestones. I had two videos that had over 3.4 million views.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I done changed user, right? So in recruiting, for Army recruiting, right? I put a stamp in it so big to whereas the Army actually hired two hip hop artists and they only rap.
Really?
That is their job. So that was the biggest stamp that I did. And this is something I'd done in 2018 when I. You know, when I first went viral, it was like, okay, maybe this is just something.
Okay.
Right? When I did it again, it's like, oh no, he's on to something.
Okay.
Right? And then I did a video with the Army Band.
Okay.
Recruiting Command.
Okay.
And I still do my own, and it took off. And just showing people that you can do, you still can be who you are
and have a life.
Absolutely.
And within, while you're serving.
Yeah.
Actually,
yes.
So you know, and I tell you what now, because you know we're honoring veterans on this show, but I tell you what, I will extend the invitation for you to come down to the studios at our KDWN studios.
Absolutely.
And then we can play some tracks. How about that?
I love it. I will be there.
So that's what we're gonna do because KDWN, and I know a lot of folks. Well, you may have heard that. Odyssey is taking over KDWN, nevertheless, it's still KDWN. It's the talk radio that you've always, you know, been used to. The Mean Gene Show will still be part of the KDWN broadcast. So we will have First Sergeant Sutton come on, and we will just sit in the studio downtown Wayne. We get in there, and then we're gonna get back on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're gonna circle back. Thanks for sharing that nugget, Sergeant Ross. He didn't want to tell me.
Yeah, I appreciate it, you know, because there's a lot of students who come into the Army for that, you know.
I had no idea.
Right, and that was the whole point. And I'm glad to be on the show because I have another video that I'm producing, and we'll play a track.
Okay,
one.
Okay.
And these high school students, they get very excited. The principals.
Oh like, yeah, because that's like, the generation that you're going after now.
Right, that's the target.
Yeah. Thank you for coming down. Once again, I want to thank you for your service. Thank you guys, man. It's just great. We have the director of the Las Vegas Veterans Center here, Joe Lasky. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, and Joe is a former United States Army. That's why I said we got an Army theme going here.
Yes, sir. 4 years between 2002 to 2006, active duty, and then I transferred into the Guard, and I've actually been doing the National Guard 1 week in a month ever since.
Really?
Wow.
Okay. So, tell us about the Las Vegas Veterans Centers, and what do you do there?
You know, you guys kind of hit it on earlier when you were talking about the recruiters and how they're, you know, coming after the youth these days to say, hey, this is what the Army can offer you, or this is what the military in general can offer you. And I think, you know, even going back to when you were getting out, you know, really what we're all chasing is just that, you know, final paperwork that says, you know, hey, you have an honorable discharge, you have a D-214, and, you know, maybe here's a GI Bill or home loan and everything else. And, you know, when it comes to veterans benefits and entitlements, you know, that's the tip of the iceberg. There's really so much more these days that veterans are, you know, able to take advantage of because of their service. And, you know, the Vet Center program, which is part of the Department of Veterans Affairs, so we are in all 50 states, U.S. territories. So wherever somebody lives, there's going to be a Vet Center within their area to help them. You know, we like to be, you know, we welcome home veterans and we educate them on all of their benefits and services and entitlements and programs out there. Because, you know, if I'm getting out, let's just say I'm stationed here in Las Vegas and I'm moving back home to North Carolina, you know, well, they're going to know the Las Vegas programs and benefits and the state things going on here, but they're not going to know North Carolina. So where do I go that first week when I get home and I want to figure out how to take advantage of stuff? You go to your local vet center and you talk to them, because our spectrum of services range from individual therapy, couples counseling, marriage and family, group therapy, all the way down to just simple benefit explanation resource referral. I always like to say that, you know, here in Las Vegas, we have the smartest veterans in the valley who can take advantage of every program, entitlement, non-for-profit, and, you know, casino offering out there. You always say, you want to park for free on the strip? Go in there, get your player's card at MGM or Caesars, show them your DD-214 or VA card, they'll upgrade you. Now you get free parking, you know, at any MGM or Caesars hotel on the strip.
Wow. Didn't know that. Did not know that.
Yeah. That's amazing stuff. So, and how long have you been at the LVVC?
So I've actually been here, I'll be coming up on 5 years, I want to say. Before that, I was in Yuma, Arizona, and before that, I was at the Springfield, Illinois Vet Center. So I started the Vet Center program about 2013 after graduating with a master's in social work.
Oh, okay. I was just about to go back and ask, but, you know, how did you, I know you served, so you personally know and some of the things that veterans deal with and go through, but what made you jump into to this line of work?
You know, honestly, it had a lot to do with my own transition getting out in 2006. You know, like I said, you know, when you're in those classes, you're just kind of focused on getting out. And then you finally realize that, like, you know, my story is like I got out 2006 in February and I was going to go to college. College doesn't start in February. What I was going to do for six or 9 months, you know? So I had to find, you know, other opportunities. I had to go get a job. I had to, you know, see what else was out there for me until I could get into school. I actually had to figure out how to get into school and all that stuff. You know, the GI Bill versus the Illinois Veterans Grant, which are two separate different programs, which one was going to be the best for me long term. And, you know, and as I was doing that, I realized there's just this great group of people out there, both at vet centers and then also just at state and local levels that, you know, take veterans along and really just educate us on what all's there to offer. And, I found that really powerful. I said, you know what, that's something I want to do too.
Yeah. I got to ask you, and in your opinion, you know, there are so many veterans out there that we know of veterans that, you know, won't get the help, refuse to get the help, or maybe don't know about the help. How do you address that, and how are your services marketed to people who need the help?
You know, We always like to say, anybody who's strong enough to walk through our door, we're going to help no matter what in regards to being a veteran. You know, like I said, there's no issue too small. And I think that's the big thing we want is that, you know, at the end of the day, hey, we're part of the government. And, you know, we all know how fun it is to deal with bureaucracy and get everything processed and through. And so if we can be what we call the place of the warm handoff where, hey, even if you're calling me, like, I'm not the guy with a pocket full of jobs. I'm not the guy who can help you process your home loan or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? If you're a veteran and you're looking for a job in Las Vegas Valley and you're not familiar with, like, DOD Work for Warriors or Nevada Job Connect, we partner with them. So if you walk into my office looking for that job, even though it may necessarily be the wrong door, you know, we're going to make sure you leave with the right one. You're going to make sure you leave with an appointment. We're not just going to give you a 1-800 number and say, hey, well, hook and give them a call.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, really kind of letting veterans know, like, look, it's not about coming in here and talking about Iraq or Afghanistan or any sort of mental health stuff. It's just about, like, what's going on currently? How can we help resolve these real life world issues that are affecting you day to day? And then go forward from there.
So you talked about, and I can't think of the term off the top of my head, another part of the branch that you served where, and I can't think of it. You said that you did it.
With the National Guard?
National Guard. There we go. Yeah. Thank you. So when you participate in the National Guard, what is that role?
So I'm a behavior health officer in the National Guard. So I do basically the same thing I do on the civilian side now in the National Guard. I actually started, I was in the infantry, active duty for 4 years, and I served my first 16 years as an infantry enlisted person, and then I just commissioned about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Right. So as a National Guard, and educate me on it, can you be called back to service as a National Guard in case of war or something like that?
Oh, you know, it's at this point, it's about in case of anything. We are the in case of emergency break glass for America. So floods, fires, the border mission, the Capitol riots, internet, you know, deployments to Iraq or Afghanistan. The National Guard stands up for all those. You know, one thing people don't realize about the Army is that 2/3 of the Army serve in some sort of reserve capacity, either in the Army Reserves or the National Guard, and that's the force that is waiting to when a 9/11 happens, when, you know, floods, fires, you know, border traps. We're the ones who get called up to step up there and, you know, really help our local communities.
Do that continue to add to your military service?
Yes.
Okay. Great stuff. Yeah. Yes, you've been holding back on some of these questions. Well, you know, I could have answered these many years for you. You know, you want to talk to the expert. I don't blame you.
Yeah,
that's great stuff. So, hey, Joe, so let's go back down memory lane a little bit, talk about your Army days. So what made you join? I mean, what led to that decision?
You know, honestly, it just came back to the opportunity to provide. You know, honestly, I had tried college. Didn't go so well. I mean, I liked college. Mm-hmm. College didn't like me. You know, apparently there was something called grades that was supposed to be good.
Yeah.
So didn't go too well. And
studying, you know, Joe, you got to study.
Exactly. I learned. Just the second time around. But so I, you know, and I was about for, you know, I was out for about 6 months working, and I just kind of realized I didn't have a really clear path forward. So I was like, well, you know, I'm going to join the Army because even if I hate it, even if I, you know, it's the worst couple years of my life. At least I'll have a path forward from there. You know, be able to take advantage of my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Since I joined this was literally my thought logic. I was like, well, if I'm going to join the Army, I'm going to do an Army job. Mm-hmm. So I joined the infantry. And if I'm going to do the infantry, I'm going to try out to be a Ranger. So I went ahead and did that and made it through, you know, jump school and then Ranger indoctrination program. And I served 4 years in Savannah, Georgia at 1st Ranger Bat.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's funny you mentioned jump school. My youngest son, he's stationed over at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Oh, so he's been in 10 years. He jumped out of planes and stuff. And
yeah, jump's the misnomer there. It's a lot of falling.
Yeah.
There's a spot out of that 1,200 feet, about 6 inches is up. And then the rest of it's just down, knees
and stuff. You know?
Absolutely.
I'm like, something, you know, no, I couldn't do that. No, I was a mechanic in the Army. And even to this day, I refuse to fix anything on anybody's car, including my own.
Yeah. So, I mean, just looking at your physique here, you're a pretty tall guy. Was there any downfall from your height or anything like that?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, you know, when you're going through airborne school, they give everybody the same size parachute. So, so even though I may have been the last person out of the plane, I was usually the first one on the ground. And then they also, when you get to your unit, they go, well, hey, you're a big guy. Well, let's give you heavy weapons and stuff to carry.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So that's now funny. I'm just more lawn darting down every time I jump and go from there.
That's incredible stuff. Well, Joe, hey, I tell you what, man, I appreciate you coming down here and spending time with us on Veterans Day. And I know could be doing a whole lot more, especially out there helping veterans and taking care of stuff. Did you go to the parade today?
I did not make the parade today. I was out hiking with the fiance.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so just real quick, can you tell the listeners, you know, how they can reach your services, where you're located, and all that great stuff?
Yes, so the Las Vegas Vet Center, you can search us through vavetcenter.gov. Right. But here locally, 7455 West Washington, so our crossroads are Buffalo and Washington. It's the Parkway Medical Plaza. Okay. We're on the second floor, Suite 240. 702-791-9170 is our telephone number.
Okay, all right. Hey, it's been a great show. It's been great honoring Veterans Day here at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. And you know, we had Chad Smith, we had United States Army, Sergeant Ross, and First Sergeant Sutton, and of course, Joe Lasky here with the Las Vegas Veterans Center. So I think we're gonna call it a day here for this Veterans Day 2022, because there are still places I need to go eat. You know, there's nothing like getting those freebies. Do you take advantage of those freebies?
I haven't been able to get today. Like I said, I've kind of been out in the nature having a good time, but I think we'll find something for dinner to enjoy.
There you go.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, folks. So, hey, I hope you enjoyed this show, folks. We'll be back next week, and promise you, we'll get into some more sports. I guarantee you, it was worth putting sports on hold today.
Absolutely.
Because no matter what happened, I can guarantee you that the Houston Texans still suck. they didn't win or lose, but some things just don't change in football, right?
Yeah. So, you know, it kind of remiss me that I didn't get a chance to talk about Pat Tillman and what he's done, you know, in relationship to sports and serving.
That's true. Yeah. And of course, now we were supposed to have someone from Merging Vets and Players, and we'll follow up. And because that conversation definitely would lead to Pat Tillman. As Nate Boyer, I don't know if you know Nate Boyer. Nate was the guy, what was it? Was he a Ranger? He went to college as a 30-something years old, long snapper, and then he played for the Seattle Seahawks. So Nate was on my show 2 years ago, Veterans Day show, and now Nate is all part of Merging Vets and Players with Glazer. From Fox, So anyway, we hope to have them on today, but we'll try to circle back and get them on because they're working on some great stuff there. But this is going to wrap it up, folks. So I hope you have enjoyed the show. We'll see you back here again. I'd like to thank all of our guests for joining us here today from the Virgin Hotels Las Vegas on this Salute to Veterans Day. Started out with Chaz Smith, the general manager, AEG, the theater inside Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. And we followed that up with, of course, the United States Army recruiting team here in Las Vegas, Sergeant Ross and First Sergeant Sutton. And, of course, we just wrapped up a great interview with the director of the Las Vegas Veterans Center and Joe Lasky. Great services that they provide. I want to thank Wayne Brown also for joining us here, and of course the great staff at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. They always do a great job. They always take care of us here on the Mean Gene Show when we are in town, and hope the rest of you veterans here all across Las Vegas and beyond, hope you have enjoyed your day, your special day, and just did something spectacular with your fellow veterans and your friends and family, of course. So we will be back here next week to do it all again here on KDWN here. So, hey, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Great NFL action going to be happening on Sunday. So, hey, we'll see you back here to talk more about the NFL, and we'll continue with our countdown with Dustin Pfeiffer. You've been listening to the Mean Gene Show. Salute the Veterans Day right here on KDWN 720 AM, 101.5 FM, Las Vegas.